Hey, I'm Christian Slow, and welcome to Healing Out Loud, a space for truth tellers, deep feelers, and anyone who's tired of pretending they're okay when they're not. This podcast is about all the stuff we don't always say out loud, the emotional pain we carry, the patterns we repeat, the stories we try to rewrite in silence. But here's the thing, healing doesn't happen in silence. It starts when we get honest, first with ourselves and then with the world around us. This is episode 1, Breaking the Silence, where healing begins. Let's talk about the silence so many of us have been trapped in and why it's time to break it. I want to start this episode with a truth that I think many of us know deep down. What you don't say, what suppresses, still speaks. Silence doesn't mean peace. Silence often means pain with no outlet. It's what we've been conditioned to do. Think about how many times you've heard things like, "Don't talk about that. Stop crying. You're being dramatic. Get over it. Keep the peace." We grew up learning how to swallow our emotions, how to hide our truth, and how to function in chaos by pretending everything's okay. We mastered the art of smiling through pain. But here's the problem. Every time we silence our truth, we disconnect from ourselves. We abandoned our own voice. And over time, we forget what it even sounds like. Let me say this gently because I know how real it is for a lot of us. Silence was survival. We didn't speak up because it was unsafe to. We didn't express how we felt because we were afraid of being punished, ignored, or left. So we learned to keep things in, to make ourselves small, to be low maintenance, to stay quiet and keep the peace, even if it meant sacrificing our peace. And if that's you, I want you to hear me when I say you were doing what you had to do to protect yourself. Your silence wasn't weakness, it was wisdom at the time. But what helped you survive then might be holding you back now. And at some point, silence stops being protection. It becomes prison. Let me share something personal. There was a point in my life where I thought being quiet about my pain made me strong. I thought that if I could carry everything on my own and never break down in front of anyone, that meant I was healing. But the truth is, I wasn't healing. I was hiding. And the more I stayed silent, the more I started to lose parts of myself. I became disconnected from my emotions. I said yes when I meant no. I stayed in situations that hurt me, just to avoid confrontation. I was disappearing in plain sight. And that silence, it turned into resentment, into anxiety, into burnout, into isolation. What finally shifted everything for me was telling the truth out loud, even if my voice shook, even if nobody clapped for it. Speaking the truth saved me. Let's name the cost. When we don't speak our truth, we pay for it in other ways. Our bodies carry the stress. Our relationships become one-sided. We perform instead of live. We numb instead of feel. We explode or implode because the emotions have nowhere to go. Silence is heavy. And carrying what you were never meant to carry alone, that breaks you down bit by bit. But when we speak up, when we name our pain, we give it less power over us. What you name, you can begin to heal. So what does it mean to heal out loud? It doesn't mean oversharing. It doesn't mean performing your pain for an audience. It means refusing to carry shame in silence. It means saying, "I'm not okay," without guilt. Choosing your peace over being liked. Telling the truth even when it's uncomfortable. Owning your story, every messy, powerful, beautiful part of it. It means giving yourself permission to be seen, heard, and held. Because you deserve that. You deserve to heal in a way that's honest. You deserve to reclaim your voice. Here's what I want you to sit down with this week? What truths have I been afraid to say out loud? Where in my life am I still staying silent just to survive? And what might open up for me if I choose to speak even a little bit of my truth? You don't have to share it with the world. Start with yourself. Write it down. Say it in the mirror. Speak it in a prayer. But speak it. I know silence can feel safer than the unknown. But I promise you, healing happens when you decide to tell the truth. Not the version you think people want to hear. Not the version that keeps everyone else comfortable. Your version. Your truth. Your voice. That's what healing out loud is about. And that's why we're here. So if this resonated to you, I'm glad you're listening. This journey won't be easy, but it will be real. And you don't have to walk it alone. You're allowed to be seen. You're allowed to speak. And you're allowed to heal out loud. If you felt this, share it with someone who's carrying their pain in silence. Follow Healing Out Loud wherever you get this podcast, even on Spotify. And remember, your story deserves to be heard, not hidden. I'm Christian Slow, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Healing Out Loud.